ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week's episode looks at how the future of fashion puts sustainability at its forefront. We will discover how fashion students are embracing processes such as 3D design, heritage crafts and Irish material to create eco-friendly collections. I visited the Limerick School of Art and Design's Clare Street campus to meet students who have sustainability embedded into their practices. I spoke to Joanne Murray, who is studying fashion design with pathways in collection design and technology, to find out how she incorporates digital technology into her practice.
So as digital is kind of a big aspect of our course, it's what we think is the way forward in terms of sustainability, mainly for kind of bigger companies. And so we are using a program called Clo3D, and we are one of two colleges in Ireland that use Clo3D. So what it is you create your own avatar and create a digital render of your garment. So it removes a lot of prototyping. So prototyping would involve a lot of fabric that ends up maybe going to waste, and the sampling process, it takes time, it costs money, and then it, with shipping to different vendors and everything, it can end up being quite unsustainable. So with the digital advances in Clo3D, it's able to reduce a lot of that fabric, time and cost. So at the moment, I'm creating a phygital collection. So that's a combination of physical and digital. So it kind of starts with some prototyping in the software Clo3D, where we can create the patterns that we will use to make the physical garment. So it kind of removes a lot of the waste of fabric, cost, time. I recently did my internship in Amsterdam, and this was slowly being integrated into the process of the fashion design system that's going for the garments we see in shops. So for me, it becomes kind of a practice. The sustainable practice kind of becomes part of every day, and you're constantly thinking of how we can reduce the amount of fabric that we're using.
Joanna Reagan is also studying fashion design with pathways in collection design and technology, and she told me how Gerber and Clo3D, as well as working with Irish Linen, informed her collection.
My collection is focused on a philosophy called Wabi Sabi, and that embraces impermanence of growth and decay. So for my collection, I'll be making three looks. So I use Gerber, the pattern making technology, to digitally create patterns that I brought into Clo. And by doing this in Clo3D, then I was able to make pattern amendments and get the best possible outcome before ever cutting into fabric. So this meant I was eliminating kind of a lot of those steps. When it came to sourcing fabric, I sourced all Irish linen, and I was able to get this as all dead stock fabric, which was incredible. I also received donations for my second fabric. So with this, using these natural fibres, linen comes from the flax plant. It just means that they're more biodegradable, they don't take as long as, I think, 69% of our clothes use polyester, which takes 200 years to decompose. So it's absolutely cutting down like that, making small changes like natural fibres really make an impact.
And how do you find working with linen? I know it's such an iconic Irish fabric, but some people might say it's a bit difficult. How do you find working with it?
It's absolutely beautiful. It's very easy to sew. I have two different weights of it. And yeah, no, I haven't had any problems. And it's also really nice to be working with Irish fabrics.
Fashion and textile student Rachel McKinney told me how her collection is predominantly made from offcuts from her weekend job in the Zipyard and other consumer textile waste sourced directly from manufacturers.
Especially in textiles, we kind of take a bit more of a materials first approach with sustainability. So in textiles in general, we look at making the textiles, things like patchwork, knit, lace, all of those kinds of things. before we ever start designing a garment. And so for us, a lot of it comes from, we're looking at what our garments are actually going to be made of when it comes down to sustainability. And a lot of our students end up looking at designs that are zero waste, using natural fibers. I myself have been doing a lot of work with upcycling and reworking. And it all just comes from a very much a materials-based standpoint. So we're thinking about the materials before we're thinking about the designs.
And of course, in Limerick, there's the beautiful craft of lace making. Do you notice that there's these kind of practices coming back with, when it comes to textiles?
Oh, definitely. That's actually a huge basis in my collection, is looking at heritage crafts. I'm very specifically looking at my American background and more American-style heritage crafts, but we also do some great projects in the textiles program focusing on Irish heritage traditional crafts as well. So I think that also really helped with the inspiration for me looking at the American side when I was creating my own collection.
Fashion Textiles for Product and Costume student Cosima Augustine Malloy has a collection that utilises a complex range of natural dyeing and printing techniques. She explained to me how her work placement with a designer taught her how to use the sustainable process of natural dyeing.
I also want to say a bit with textiles as well, because you create the fabric, let's say you weave, knit, felt or crochet, or you do something with a fabric that you patchwork, you embroider a bead on it, it becomes very precious. So you think two times before you cut into it, and you want to make something special with it because you spent so much time doing something with it. And for my collection, it goes a bit way back. So for my work placement, I went to Apple Oak Fiberworks, which is a natural dyeing company run by master dyer Jennifer Lanehard and her husband Tristan. And they have a great setup. So they collect rainwater, which we have plenty in Ireland, and they use that for the natural dyeing part and everything. And after it has been used, they filter it to 4 settlement tanks, and then it ends in a marsh for the last final filter. Even though it's already natural products, it still gets filtered through. And after working there, it's just amazing how much waste normally would go away for just dyeing fabric or something. And it felt really good that I knew it was natural materials, and then it was even filtered, you know, so absolutely no harm for the environment. And so for my collection, I was sponsored and supported by Jennifer Lanehart. I used, for the red, I used organic cochineal box from Lanzarote, and for the blue, I used organic indigo, not synthetic, but plant-based indigo. And then for the yellow, I used welt and a bit of madder extract. And very fortunate, Jennifer, you gave me her own grown welt that was she grew herself, and which is also special because that's part of my collection's ground here in County Clare. And that kind of brings everything in and makes it very special. And I dyed silk and yarn as well, so I'm very precious with cutting my silk, and I don't want to have much waste of it. And with my knitting, I'm knitting and shaping it at the same time. So it's kind of like a pattern piece. I do not need to cut it at the end. So I only have the start and the end thread. Basically, that is the waste. So maybe I do something with that to have a zero waste collection.
The Bachelor of Arts in Fashion Design at the Limerick School of Art and Design has an excellent reputation, both nationally and internationally, for providing a comprehensive, hands-on and creative fashion design education. To find out more about the courses available, check out toos.ie/LSAD.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.